Hello, and welcome to Things Your Pastor Should Be Preaching. I always like to glorify God, so before we get started, it bears repeating that the King James Version of the Bible is the truth of His Word. And Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, it says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." Every other book masquerading as God's word has been changed to suit various demographics who call good evil and evil good, and those books are thereby false. God is unchanging. God's word is unchanging. God's word is His voice. Therefore, adding to or taking from God's word makes it no longer His word, but man's word. Also, there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved than that of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God. He is part of the Godhead, the Trinity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." The only person who was born, given as a son, justified in the Spirit, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory, and called the Prince of Peace, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's episode is entitled Life Verses. Of the spiritual gifts God gives His children, He has given me the gift of the knowledge of the word to understand it and to rightfully discern it and join it together. You'll see that as I share with you these scriptures that have literally spoken life into my life. Through this gift, the Lord has given me wisdom, revealed His loving kindness toward me, and assured me. The Lord is not just judgment. He is also majestic, loving kind, tender merciful, and all powerful. He is a beautiful poet whose words literally breathe life into existence. I'm going to start with Psalm 3, 6 through 8. "I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah." Psalm 18:46 through 49. "The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from my enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name." Psalm 30. "O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but for a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man, for thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Isaiah 41. The Lord is speaking. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee, that war against thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Isaiah 26:4-6. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. Isaiah 54:10-12. Verses 14 through 17. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness, For the mountains shall depart and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires, and I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Psalm 116, verses 1 through 8. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me about, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Amen. Praise God. Psalm 107, verses 1 through 22. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, when he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contended the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, when he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Zephaniah 3:17-20. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. The Lord is speaking. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. Psalm 147. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our God, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth the rain for the earth, who maketh the grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth the beasts his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy. Oh, man. My spirit is just really rejoicing in me right now to read the wonderful word of God. It just literally speaks life unto my soul, unto my spirit. I get excited about the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me when I didn't love myself and nobody else loved me. The Lord God Almighty loved me and pulled me up out of the darkness and the gutter that I was in, and cleaned me up and commanded that I stand up straight and walk right and live a life that is pleasing to him and be his witness and his servant. And I could just go on and talk about the wonderful love of God that healed my broken soul, my broken heart, my broken mind. The Lord healed me of everything that was troubling me, and he put me in my right mind so that, you know, I won't live a life causing harm and trouble to myself and to my others. And I just really encourage anyone out there that's listening to form a relationship with God. Fall on your knees, surrender to him, cry out to him. The Lord says, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Nobody is too bad to call on the name of the Lord to be saved. The Lord says that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. The Lord wants to redeem and save and heal, you know, anyone that will call on him. So I'm just really emphasizing that if you have not made a relationship with God, you need to do that, okay? So, you know, I'm going to end the way I always end, asking these questions. You know, are you sure that you believe that God loves you so much that he sacrificed his son to save you from an eternity separated from him? Are you sure that you accept Jesus as your only means of salvation? Are you sure that you've repented of your sins? Are you sure that you've been born again with a new life in Christ, having received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Amen. If you're not sure, then you need to address that while you still have today. Tomorrow is not promised. As sure as we live, we must die. I can die right now while I'm speaking. And also, the Lord says, you know, that we're living in the last days, and that, you know, he's going to come again, and he's going to come as a thief in the night. So let's get right with Jehovah God while we still have the chance. Lord, have thine own way in the hearts and in the minds of those listening. May your word prosper and not return unto you void, according to thy word. In your name, Lord Jesus, and for your glory, amen.